This is Rhema for today.
Well, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, if it's not God's will for their sickness to be in heaven, and there isn't because there isn't any there, because if sickness is the will of God, then heaven will be full of it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Incline Thine Ear. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
You could open your Bibles again to the fourth chapter of Proverbs. We're using that portion of Scripture for basis of our remarks. My son, attend to my words. 20th verse. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, referring to my words, they, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. My words are health to all their flesh. So you could sort of say it this way, words of life, words of health. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's all in His Word. Glory to God. And so, we notice that He said, attend unto my words. That means give His Word undivided attention. Everything else out, His Word in. Then He said, incline the ear to my sayings. That means drink it in through the ear gate. That means open your ears to God's sayings. And if you open your ears to God's sayings, then you have to close them to all other sayings. And then it means that you're to look as well as listen. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Now what not depart from thine eyes? My words. Just keep looking at those words. Keep them, where? In the midst of thine heart. Why? Praise God for their life. Words of life. Words of life. They are life to those that find them. Words of health. Words of healing. Glory to God. Words that act like medicine. The margin said, my words are medicine. To all your flesh. Amen? Well, we're just taking this one statement and using it more or less as a main theme. Incline your ear. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. So we're doing that. We're looking to see what Jesus said along this line. Not everything He said, you wouldn't have time. But some of the most important things that He had to say. Let's turn back to the sixth chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. And remember, incline thine ear. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing. We're inclining our ear unto His sayings. What does He say? What has He said? What is He saying? What does His Word say? Attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. All right, in what we call the Lord's Prayer. Now, we call this the Lord's Prayer because He's the author of it. Let's notice what He said, starting with the sixth chapter of Matthew and the ninth verse. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, we call that the Lord's Prayer. The reason we do is because He's the author of it. And let me reiterate this, that the church as a whole has missed it in that they think this is the church praying. It isn't the church praying at all. We're to pray in the name of Jesus. Did you know we just got through reading it? The name of Jesus is not in that prayer. This is a prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples to pray during that interim when the old covenant's going out and the new covenant was coming in. We're living over here under the new covenant. Are you following me now? Now, I didn't say it isn't beautiful. I didn't say that you can't learn something from it and that there are principles that would apply to us. Didn't say that. See, because they are. I said that's just not the New Testament norm of praying. That's not the New Testament prayer. Now, for instance, turn with me real quickly because you have to explain that. It's so easily misunderstood that you have to explain that to folks. Now, turn with me to the gospel according to St. John real quickly now. The 16th chapter and the 23rd and 24th verses. Now, you understand this. We just got through reading the prayer. You do not pray anything in the name of Jesus in that prayer, do you? It isn't mentioned, is it? See? All right. Now, Jesus here in the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters of John's gospel are statements that he made just prior to his going to the cross, dying, being raised from the dead, ascended on high, praise God, and so on. Now, notice what he said, because you see, when that happens, a new day is coming. And so you notice here in John 16, 23, he says, and in that day, see, not this day in which he was speaking, but that day that he's looking to, and we're living in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. This is the first time you read through all the four Gospels. This is the first time that he mentions that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you. Because you see, a new day is coming. The day of the new covenant. Hallelujah. The New Testament. All right. Now notice the next statement, the next verse. Hitherto. Hitherto means up till this time or until now. Have ye asked nothing in my name? So then they did not pray in his name while he was here on the earth, did they? Wouldn't have done any good. Amen? Hitherto have you... Now, he's talking about asking the Father, you understand. He's not talking about casting out devils. Amen. And so he said, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Now, that's the New Testament praying. However, let's go back here to the 6th chapter of Matthew. Notice that they were to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, you see what happens again a lot of times is, and the reason people are defeated, they'll take one sentence or one clause or one part of a verse or sometimes even one verse out of its setting and take it away from the context and try to prove something. And you can't do that. You got to leave it there where it was. For instance, thy will be done. So then they think that's the way you ought to pray always. Well, Lord, you know, whatever it is you pray about, just always closed out, by thy will be done. But you see, when you read the entire verse, that's not what he said at all. He said, when thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? In earth as it is in heaven. Now, you see, a lot of times people say, well, I don't see the Bible says much about healing, Brother Hagin, as you talk about it. Well, here's healing right here. I mean, is any sickness in heaven? No. No. Well, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, if it's not God's will for their sickness to be in heaven, and there isn't because there isn't any there, because if sickness is the will of God, then heaven will be full of it. Amen.
That's right.
But there's not any there. The Bible said so. Glory to God. Aren't you glad? So then, that sickness and disease is not the will of God then. And he wants the will of heaven to be done on earth. His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when his kingdom comes, it will be. Now, some folks said, well, yeah, now that means during the millennial reign or when God's kingdom is finally set upon the earth, an earthly kingdom. Well, his will be done and folks won't be sick then. Well, in the first place, that's partly true and partly untrue. In the first place, we Christians couldn't be sick anyway at that time, because we'll have new bodies. We won't even have mortal bodies. Amen? Amen? We'll have new bodies, so we couldn't be sick anyway. You see, what folks fail to see is that there's also a kingdom today in the earth. It is true that he is going to set up a literal, physical kingdom upon this earth. Eventually. But there is a kingdom, there is a spiritual kingdom, and we're in it. He said, you know, the Bible said, you're in the world, but you're not of the world, talking about us. Now, let's turn over here and see what Jesus said about the kingdom of God, because it's confusing here, and we don't have a lot of time to do a lot of in-depth study about it, but we can look at a few scriptures that'll help us. Let's turn to Luke's gospel, the 17th chapter, and notice the 20th and 21st verses. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. Now you understand, of course, that the Jews are looking for a kingdom of God upon this earth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
It's our next Living Faith Conference.
Yes, March the 30th through the April the 1st. We're going to be in Lubbock, Texas at Harvest Church. That's with Pastors Brody and Jensen Christian. You can go to rhema.org/LFC and find out all about it and all the service times.
Then we're going to drop down Wednesday through Friday down to New Brunswick, Texas.
Yes.
To Tree of Life Church with Pastors Don and Jessamy Duncan. And like she said, go to rhema.org/LFC. All the information's there. But hey, I want to invite all of you people in that area to come out and to be with us and invite others to come. And if you know somebody in that area, let them know we're going to be there, okay?
And you know, honey, on the last night of our conference, you always do a healing service.
Yeah, I do a healing service.
And we have had so many testimonies.
Oh, yes.
Of healing, some instant, some as they went.
Yeah.
And so if you need healing, I invite you to come to those conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Incline Thine Ear. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.